DJ Carey?
Yeah, one sporting legend, I would think, because DJ is definitely a legend. This weekend sees the GAA host the first concussion symposium with leading experts and players giving their best protocols and procedures to follow in cases of concussion on the fields. So how does concussion awareness and pass compare? Well, we're delighted, as we said, to be joined by DJ. You've had a fair few concussions, DJ. How many throughout your career? I'm really interested in this whole topic, particularly in rugby. There's a lot of concussions in rugby nowadays. What's it like in the GAA, and how many have you had?
Well, Alan, I've had seven that obviously would have been hospitalised with, you know, overnight or whatever. I suppose medicine is coming on an awful lot. I can't remember any of my concussions, but I'd see the guys, you know, on the field that to be putting up two fingers and asking someone how many fingers are there, and if you said two, off you went again, you know. So I think it's coming on, obviously, with rugby. There's an awful lot of emphasis on concussion in rugby, and probably rightfully so, because I think, and I can't say for absolute certain, but of the concussions which I was hospitalised with, I actually continued, I think, in almost all of those games to play.
What was the medical approach to your club doctor or your county doctor to that? Was it take you off, have a look at you, or carry on? Or?
Well, Alan, you know yourself, we were thick on the field.
Yeah, the player doesn't want to come off.
And the player doesn't want to come off, whether he knows where he is or not. And I think on one occasion, I actually ran back on the field, and someone had to be taken off for me with a free that was to be taken very late.
Was there much education at the time, though, when you were going through those?
No, there wouldn't have been, but it was pretty new stuff. You know, concussion was reasonably new. Maybe it was old, but people really didn't know anything about it.
When I think of you on the hurling field, I think of you you always wore a helmet. Clearly the helmet doesn't stop you getting concussion.
Well, that's a kind of a misconception, in the sense that a helmet really is there to stop you getting caught.
Right.
Like, concussion is not necessarily a bang on the head. Concussion is the way your head swivels, the way your head moves. You could get a shot in the back and your head is gone. That can lead to concussion. You could get a little tiny bang on the side of the head, on the temples. That can lead to pretty serious stuff. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's a massive hit. It can just necessarily, sometimes it's the way, it could be the way you fall. You could hit your head off the ground. You could move your neck. Whereas I think it's a little bit unusual, a little bit more unusual in Gaelic games, in the sense that our tackles are mostly high. If they're high, they're shoulder tackles. Okay, you have the odd clothesline. But in rugby, in my opinion, and I'm not a total expert on it, if a guy is, an old 18 stone guy is running at you, you're normally going down low to make a tackle. And I see a lot of that. So a lot of tackles, actually, with a fella running on you, you're hit on the shoulder, but that's knocking your head about and swiveling about. That's my looking at it. Whereas in our games, you're a little bit more unlucky to get concussion, in the sense that, you know, you're going shoulder to shoulder, so it could be actually a push and a fall. It could be more. I remember one of mine, I think, was an elbow.
I think it is important to say that the helmet doesn't protect the concussion the same way as I wore a scrum cap in rugby, and I was under the opinion back then that was protecting my concussion, but it is the brain actually swiveling.
Yes.
What are the GAA doing nowadays in the modern game to protect players? Because we've seen so many incidents in not just in rugby, in different sports.
Well, first of all, Alan, I think players in general, GAA, and we'll take GAA if I'm talking about them, they're much more educated. When they have an injury, they're taking their time out to get their injury fixed.
But are the coaches educated? Is it important that we educate coaches throughout the country in club matches and underage matches? How important is that?
I think it's so important going forward that they need to be educated, because I think in an awful lot of cases they're not. We see it in Gaelic games. You have parents that are coming new to games, are taking teams. You know, they don't have, and taking it out of the fact that there's no one else to take a team. And now, there is an awful lot. For example, like, I wouldn't be allowed referee a game. Okay. If I went to a game, there's no referee, the match couldn't go ahead because there's not an official referee at the game. So there's an awful lot of new
even
rules.
Even underage, really? Yeah.
Oh, no, I would. You have to have a guy who's gone through all of the qualifications, and that's fine. I accept
aside
that.
Aside from the rules and regulations, do the referees understand, is there any protocol around the concussion? Because in rugby, and the RFU launched a campaign in the last 18 months about the HIA protocol, so it's a head injury assessment. Player gets a bang, they're off for the assessment. And that's the kind of message they're trying to get out. So does that referee, you know, he sees a player in GA concussed, does he send him off? Or is there, because, you know, one motion that was delayed by Congress last year was a motion on treating the head assessment like a blood sub in GA. It was delayed. Is that something that should be brought into GA?
Well, I think anything to do with a head injury, the play should be stopped. You know, absolutely stopped. And I think that's happening an awful lot. And obviously, I'm not at every game around the country, but you would see when a player goes down holding his head that the game is actually stopped. The referee is pretty much aware of that. In terms of how referees are educated, I don't know. You wouldn't see him always going to a player. He might go to a player to check on him. The medical staff are in. He's gone. You know, he's gone down waiting for the play again to go on. But I think one of the difficulties, obviously, is, again, there's so many games going on. Is there medical staff there the field? And
no,
I don't think there is, because
the...
I don't think there can be.
Yeah. I suppose the other question, I'm sort of curious. Look, I coach an underage team. I have if in doubt, take them off. But I'm just wondering about the big matches. I mean, we've seen cases, All-Ireland finals, where players who are clearly concussed were still on the pitch. Is that changing? Is that going to change? Do you think?
I would have to think, if in doubt, in a big match and it's close, keep them on. You know, I would think
that's what they're trying to send out the message in rugby. Yeah. It doesn't matter how big the player is. I saw it a couple of years ago with Conor Murray, Ireland playing Australia, game in a balance. Dr. Aina Falvey went on. Conor Murray is concussed. He took him off the field. I'm sure the coaches didn't want him to go off. Do we need that kind of message, some of those big decisions made in the GA? And is that what the conference is about this weekend? Educating people, sending out a message that the GA want to tackle a concussion, which is an issue in all sports.
I think that's what the GA, that's what they want. I think there's an awful lot of head injuries around the country. That's certainly the message. But for the GA, for all of the games, as I say, that are going on, it's the parents, it's the coaches, it's the staff, it's the actual people who are over teams need to be much more educated, because you're not always going to have medical staff there.
Just finally, DJ, your own general health, you've had a few health scares. How is everything?
Yeah, going okay, Alan. We're still heading to America, going okay, getting better all the time. So,
okay.
One of these days.
Thanks, DJ. That's great to hear. Great to have you in. Good man. Thanks.
Yes, great to have you in studio. We also have Pat Kenny's in studio.